I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. Well, what makes our husbands want to be in their homes? Father's Day?
Father's Day. It is coming up. And so we thought we'd give you a few ideas of how you can show some appreciation to the fathers. We talk a lot about in this podcast, particularly me, I think about like the plight of being a mother, a modern mother.
Yes.
And how it can be a real challenge. And I do think it can be easier if you have a great partnership with someone. And so working on that partnership is very important for all sorts of reasons. And Father's Day is a fun day to just show some love to the dads in your life. So what are you thinking for Dad's Day?
Well, I've talked about this before, but we've always been big on handmade gifts. I think we did that less for, I was really thinking about it. I think we did that less for Father's Day than we did for Mother's Day, because when I'm going through all of our stuff here, because I'm now unpacking and sorting, I found many more handmade Mother's Day gifts and not one handmade Father's Day gift.
Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking that we did something different, but I know for sure one of the go-to gifts for us was always scents. Ian loves a good cologne, and he's been a longtime lover of Jo Malone scents.
I love Jo Malone too.
And so pretty much I think on Father's Day, a lot of times it was, okay, you can buy dad. I'll buy dad. Let's be real. The soap, or a candle, or Ian liked one scent in particular. He liked that consistency, but they had a full product line of that scent. I think it was lime and something. And so I think that's what we did for a lot of Father's Day. And then the other thing that I was thinking about, what would I do now? I don't buy him gifts now. My kids are 30 and 27. If they're going to get dad a gift, they can get dad a gift. But I was thinking about what I have loved that we have in our house, and we've done ButcherBox. And you and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It's a meat delivery service, but all of the meat is very sustainably raised. The chicken is, you know, free range chicken and all of those good things. And I've become such an advocate that if you're going to eat meat, no judgment here, I eat meat. Eat good meat, just eat less of it. And I learned that on our own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up ButcherBox, Elizabeth, and if you sign up now, you get bacon free for life.
Yeah.
So that's a really good thing. And then, so you can go to butcherbox.com. And then I want to show you, I have a little visual for you today. This perhaps was my favorite Father's Day gift that I ever gave my husband. I'm trying to get it to show you. It's so heavy. Can you see that?
It's some sort of trophy.
Do you see
with
it?
A man like with a briefcase? Yeah.
And it says, the inscription is Ian Case Punnett, Father of the Year 2000.
Okay,
presented
that's
by Campbell
very
and Gar.
Fun.
But I saw it at a trophy shop, and it's a very retro-looking salesman-y guy. You know, he's got on like a suit and a little briefcase. But that's my favorite Father's Day gift ever, and I found that when I was unpacking. So,
oh, that's fun. Something just like personalized and funny. That's really cute. I like that a lot. Okay, so here are my Father's Day gift ideas. Now, I struggle a lot with my husband with gifts, because if Jay wants something, he buys it. He's that type of person. Like, if he's and then it's difficult for me to know what he likes and what he doesn't like. Like, I don't know. It's just a real challenge. He would say he's not difficult to buy for, and I disagree. So I do like the experiences better.
Yes.
And so my plan for Father's Day is actually a planned date night. So I'm going to book a babysitter. And then what I like to do, which I've done in the past with some of these experiences for him, is I like print out an itinerary of what's going to happen, and then I have it set. So it'll be like, it's not going to be on Father's Day, but I'll give it to him on Father's Day, and then he can look forward to it. And we'll have this night. I have this babysitter booked. We're going to this restaurant. We're going to go for a nightcap at this place and all of that. And Jay's always like, every time we go out on a date, he's like, can we stop here for a nightcap? And I always say, no, I'm tired and I need to go home.
Yeah.
But the nightcap will definitely be included in the itinerary, and just like a planned night for us to spend time together that I have all set and he doesn't think about. And because a lot of times he plans a lot of nights out for us. He's like, okay, we're going to go here and meet these people. Can you get a babysitter? Whatever. That's how we work it. But
so do you guys
have
it
that
alone?
All
Do you do, like, is this event we alone? Do, or do you...
This will be just us. Yeah, just this is going to be like a date night, just the two of us. That's a lot great. Of times when we go out to meet people because we're very social and we have a lot of friends. And so, but this will be a planned date night with just the two of us. And then I did find a really cool store in White Bear Lake, and we're featuring it on Twin Cities Live as well. And so I went there this week, and it's called The Minnesotan. What I really liked about this store, and I actually think you would think this website is really cool, they do a lot online, and then they also have their darling storefront in downtown right. White Bear Lake. And downtown White Bear Lake is so stinking cute if you haven't spent time there. Yeah. Oh, I love it. So what's cool about it is that it's Minnesota stuff. It's like hats and shirts and things like that that represent Minnesota. But it's not about Minnesota pride. It's about the soul of a Minnesotan. So they have like these really cool... They have like sweatshirts made with high school logos of high schools that don't exist anymore. They have a t-shirt that shares the story of Mick Jagger being in Minnesota and coming up with the line, "You can't always get what you want." And there's a story behind that. And there's a t-shirt there that represents it.
Oh,
they have really cool hats. So I actually picked up a hat and then I gave it to Jay early.
Yeah.
with that had the old St. Paul Saints hockey team logo on it.
Oh.
And I said, "I don't know if you're going to like this. I don't know if this is going to be your thing." He put it on last night and he was like, "I think this is awesome. I love this." He was all about it. So they just have really cool things. And the guy who owns it is just a master at like design and branding. Everything just looks really great. So I think like you might have fun looking through it for Ian for some things that sort of like remind him of his time in Minnesota without like splashing gophers all over it. You know, it's more subtle than that. And it's more about the stories and keeping the memories of where we live alive. So I thought that place was really cool. So I wanted to share it with you guys here too.
That's wonderful. When are you guys doing the story on Twin Cities Live?
That's going to air. Well, so this will already be out. So it will have aired on Monday, the 14th.
Because usually you guys have a link. We could put that in the, in the show notes.
We totally will. And it'll be on TwinCitiesLive.com. And again, it's called The Minnesotan, and TheMinnesotan.com is their website. So that's really easy to find. And then I was also thinking that what I'm going to do with me and the kids for Father's Day as well is just have each of us write some notes of things we appreciate about Jay and give them to him on Father's Day. So just like things that we appreciate that he does on a daily basis. And just... I'm going to ask them, like, what do you appreciate more? What does Dad do for you that you love the most? And then just make a little list for him, and then he can have that on Father's Day. So,
that's really
cute. Really, on Father's Day, he's not even going to get any stuff. He's just going to get, like, an exciting experience coming up, some notes of appreciation, and then I'll probably say, can you put some pork on the green egg? Because that's what I want.
On Father's Day. I think
make him work on Father's Day. That is his hobby. So that's a good. So I hope you all are thinking of some fun Father's Day ideas, honoring the dads in your life, however you will. And then if that's a tough holiday for you, thinking of some way to find comfort or find some joy or just kind of peace on that day as well, because we know those days can be difficult.
That's right.
Too. There we go. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.